The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 2907. Today we're going to continue our series of interviews with the story architects of the High Republic. And today on tap we've got Justina Ireland. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So as we have been starting the run up to 3,000 episodes, or the countdown to 3,000 episodes, as it were, I've been sharing reviews that the podcast has gotten via Apple Podcasts, for which I am exceedingly grateful. The one today I'm sharing comes from Four Girls, Four Star Wars, and it's number four and SW. I'm assuming the SW is Star Wars, probably. And the headline says, Best Star Wars Podcast, which is so awesome. And it says, fun, intelligent, and everyday, what could be better? And it's just, I'm so grateful for reviews like this. So to the four girls, thank you so much for that review. I really appreciate it. And if you haven't yet left a review on Apple Podcasts, it doesn't even matter if you don't use Apple Podcasts as your primary provider of podcasting. You can still go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review, which is really helpful because it helps more people find Star Wars 7x7. Apple is still the, 800-pound gorilla, as it were, in the podcasting world. So any review or even just a rating that you could leave there would be super helpful for more people to add a daily dose of Star Wars joy into their lives. All right, so let's get to the interview with Justina Ireland. And I realized that I didn't set the scene yesterday when I talked about the Kevin Scott interview, but here's what was going on, basically. The High Republic had a panel discussion at Star Wars Celebration, and then they had a press junket of sorts, where all five of the authors were in a room tucked off to the side, and Michael Siglane was there as well. All five authors were around a table, and I basically just got to pass my recorder around to the five of them. We're going in order, actually. So Kevin Scott was the first person to answer the questions. Justina Ireland was the second one. And I have to say, on a personal note, I'm really glad that I got to interview Justina, because I also got to interview her at Star Wars Celebration Chicago. And unfortunately, there was like a recording glitch where I could not, like, I replayed my recording of her answer to the "when it comes to Star Wars, do you know for sure" question, like, over and over again. I could not pick out what she said, let alone then, you know, make it with a podcast. But this time, yeah, I got it. It's great, and I'm very excited to share it with you. So before we do it, I'll just say thank you so much for joining me for the episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, without further ado, here is Justina Ireland answering the one question Star Wars Celebration Anaheim interview.
What's your name and your Star Wars claim to fame?
My name is Justina Ireland, and my Star Wars claim to fame is I wrote some books.
And what would you say is the most enduring bit of life wisdom or life lesson that you have brought into your storytelling for the High Republic?
So my favorite part about Star Wars is only a Sith speaks or talks in absolutes. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, everyone always makes fun of that line, but it shows that even our heroes are sometimes flawed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they say things that don't make a lot of sense, right? And so I do think that's one of the important things within the High Republic, is showing that even your heroes make mistakes. Even your heroes can be flawed. Even your heroes can be prideful or jealous or make bad decisions. And so, you know, like a fair after somebody destroyed half of a galaxy. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Awesome. And where can people keep up with you on your Star Wars journey?
People can find me on Instagram as Justina.Ireland, or as Twitter as @JustinaIreland, or as on TikTok as something I can't remember. I think it's Justina Ireland. It's me. It's my name, Justina Ireland. It's Justin A. Ireland.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks.
is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.